Tourism in Egypt has been the country's major source of cash, until 2 years ago when revolution hit the streets. Magdi Sheko says the constant upheaval has scared away tourists. The economy, he says, is a disaster.
There is no business, by the way. We are dying here. We are broke. And no one feels us in Egypt, really.
It's not just the souvenir sellers in Cairo who are suffering.
These are the famous pyramids of Giza. Normally there'd be tour buses coming up and down the road. But now, the people working here say tourism has dropped off and business is bad.
Saeed has been working here for 45 years.
With about maybe one year, we go, is business good? Something is, but the Giza Square is not is bad. This is why not tourists is coming here. These all the people use it by the Morsi making too much problem. It's here's problem too much.
Tourist sector workers say the unrest on Egypt's streets and Morsi's Islamist rule almost destroyed the industry. Even upscale restaurant owners are suffering. The Armada, a multiple deck cruise boat on the Nile, is practically empty. There are 30 cooks on the payroll, but almost no one to cook for, says General Manager Ziad El Minabawi.
The tourism is one of our biggest income after the Suez Canal. And so you can imagine what happened to the, your second biggest income when it dropped, when it drops 90%. It's a catastrophe.
Mahmoud Atif Tartour learned the camel business from his father and grandfather. But without tourists looking for camel rides, he has had to sell four of his 12 camels.
There is no tourists. How will we work? How will we feed our camels? How will we feed ourselves? So we can't. So we actually can't handle this one more year. It's going to kill us like that.
Like many in the tourism business here, Tartour hopes with the Muslim Brotherhood out of power, things will begin to settle in Egypt. And they hope the tourists will return. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Cairo.